Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, I know you guys still have a ways to go, but at this point, how would you describe what Mark Vientos has meant to your group this season?
Man, it's hard to describe because he's been everything and more so. He's just really cool and special to see someone that went through a lot early in the year. And for him to have those type of numbers and come through day in and day out, somehow continues to help us win games, whether it's making plays, getting big hits, great at bats, and just he continues to get better. Today, that last at bat, after he took that first pitch, that cutter, and the way he took it, I was like, game's over here. His ability to slow the game down, the awareness of the situation, not trying to do too much, and that's pretty special right there. So proud of him. He's in a really, really good spot, and he's enjoying playing the game and coming to the ballpark and just being around the guys in there. So,
for those of us who don't see the game as a big league manager, what was it about him taking that pitch the way he did that
he
made you know?
Calm. There was no panic. There was no rush. It was just with ease, kind of like almost – I want to say you're probably going to have to ask him if he was taking all the way that first pitch and trying to give him a look, because he looked like a hitter there that knew that what he was doing and what the pitcher was trying to do to him. They knew the situation, just having the whole awareness. And I don't know how many pitches that whole at bat was, but he was short to the ball. And when he hits it, man, like not only to the pool side, it just his ability to use the whole field and staying short to the ball when he needs to.
Tony?
How much for you is it starting to feel like this team has a certain X factor that it's, you know, more often than not in those types of spots going to get it done?
I don't know that he's starting to feel. We know we have it. And they know they have it. And it's a great feeling when you know that we're going to get behind, we're going to take the lead, and we're going to, you know, they're going to come back, which that was the case today. And then there's never panic. We're never out of the game. That's the feeling. And the other thing is that 1 through 9, you feel good with whoever's at the plate. You know, that's how deep our lineup is. And not only we can do damage, but our ability to get on base, to get the big hit, that 2-out rally today, you know, with Pete, then Iglesias comes in, pinch hit, and hits a single. Then JD gets another one. So that goes to show you that there's a lot of different ways that we can create runs. Like we could attack, we could do a lot of different things, and it's good.
Mike.
Carlos, there was a stretch there last month where it seemed like all the contending teams were winning every night, putting a lot of pressure on you. Do you feel you flipped the script a little bit? It's you guys that are winning every night, not putting a lot of pressure on everybody else.
Well, I mean, we need to continue to control the things we need to control. We got to take care of business and worry about ourselves, worry about our house here. And as long as we do that, we're going to be in a good spot. You're right. Last month, there was a couple of teams that were, but they're still playing well. And, this is gonna go down all the way to the end. But we don't have to look too far ahead. We don't have to worry about what other teams are doing. We just got to make sure we control the things we need to control, and we'll get there.
And how did you feel about the way your bullpen stepped up tonight?
Huge again. Another big day for our bullpen. Rick Garrett came in the 7th, got that last out, goes back out for the 8th. Pretty nasty. He was staying the attack, got ahead, but then put hitters away quickly. And then Diaz, obviously, coming in. Buto in a huge spot. We run it at second base. I think it was 2-0 or 3-0 to France leading off the inning, and got back in the count, got the ground ball, and then finished that inning. So hell of a job for them.
Tim? Is this as good as you've seen Diaz all season?
Well, there's been a couple of outings. I think after the walk-off against San Diego or the Diamondbacks, right after, I think it was against Arizona, the very next day, you know, there was that was a good sign for him to be able to bounce back quickly. We didn't see that at the beginning of the year. It took him a couple of outings. But right now, you know, that's what really good closers do. Short memory and their ability to turn the page. And Diaz is, if not the best, he's right there with the best. So
you talked about his velo before the game. What does that extra mile or mile and a half per hour do for his stuff?
A lot, especially with the low release. Fastball stay on plane, and he gets on hitters. And when he's not 97 and he's 100, it's a pretty tough at-bat, pretty tough pitch to hit. So, yeah, and he knows where we at, you know, in the calendar and what every inning means, and there's that extra gear there.
Abby?
Jose Iglesias is hitting something like 500 with 11 RBIs with runners in scoring positions and two outs. What is it about his approach that allows him to kind of come up big in that spot every time?
His bat-to-ball skills, his ability to put the ball in play. Like I said, we got guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but we also got guys that can put the ball in play when we need to. And Iglesias is right there with some of them. And you always feel good about your chances when there's runners in scoring position and he's at the plate, because you know something's going to happen. He's going to put the ball in play, and he's going to make the other team make defensive plays. And today, another huge hit. And he's been great for us.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.